tell you, brother, she's been sleeping in the devil's bed. And there's some rumors going. Completely devoid of delicious shit. Completely devoid of intimacy. In a world where delicious shit was never thought to be intimate, the two were completely separate entities. Shit and intimacy. Something no one would ever think to combine. This is shit! One more time. This shit is
delicious. Intimate, I mean. Don't say that. You messed it up the first time.
One more time.
I'm sorry. It's
is shit.
Shit.
This shit is intimate, people.
All right.
Welcome to the first ever broadcast of This Shit Is Intimate. Yay.
Stop laughing, Jade.
With the wonderful music.
Don't tell people to stop laughing. That.
No, he said, Jade, your name's
Never
Mike.
Never stop laughing.
All right, so, yes, we are doing a Power Hour block with all four hosts from your two favorite shows, Intimate Hour and This Shit Is Delicious.
Yay!
I'm Rad Ryan.
I'm, of course, Magic Mike.
I'm Whitney Schuster. I got a boring old name.
I'm,
Yeah, who the shit fuck are you? What are you doing here?
Wait, hang on. Give me a second. Just
and I'm Walker Staples.
No,
thank you.
Not yet. Just talk.
He's about to be Walker Staples. You'll see.
I ride a blue bike, and you know I'm a pretty cool guy.
And my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
As our special guest, we have that wonderful fanfic author that we will get to later.
Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
Yes. So this is the first time
we've
done this.
I have long black ebony hair.
Oh, God, no.
That's how I got my name.
Walker, stop.
Sorry. And I'm Walker Staples!
And he's Walker Staples because we don't let fanfic artists come on here. Oh, God, no. No, shoot me the day that comes.
Anyway.
Good Lord.
So we have a very special radio show for you tonight.
Yes, we, so, like, all four of us, you know, it's the first time we're doing it, so we're going to have a little more talking than This Shit Is Delicious and a little more music than The Intimate Hour, making for a wonderful blend of delicious intimate shit.
It's true.
Hopefully the fucking vinyl player works this time around.
Yeah, hopefully.
So while Whitney's setting up for our first track, let's talk about, well, how are your holidays?
Ho, ho, ho! I mean...
Exactly. I was a pimp.
And yes. And he pimped many hoes.
Hoes.
You were supposed to dress up for Halloween, not Christmas.
Oh, damn.
Are you against Santa Claus? Is that what's happening?
Are you anti-
I'm against hoes. I'm against prostitution.
You're against me.
Dress up. You mean like you're against the catsuit I bought?
That's what it sounds like.
That can be an exception.
Okay. Oh. Goodness me.
Because it's hanging in your closet. Whitney, I need so, to take this moment, Whitney, to say I really miss being overtly sexual with you. And we need to do more of that.
Oh, there's
it's been
intimacy.
Too long.
There's
I'm
intimacy.
So down with that.
You guys are good at this. Come on, we got to be all delicious shitty.
That was really delicious.
Who's more ticklish by whiskers?
No. I'm like 14 whiskers. Whatever the fuck that means.
I guess I'm like 5 whiskers if I'm up comparing. Whitney's really ticklish.
I'm really ticklish in weird spots.
No. You just have to... Just have to let
them... Oh! 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 Oh!
No! Give
him
a sedative.
That's how you pimp people.
Give him the sedative.
And that's Whitney's tickle noise. Are we ready for our first track, Whitney?
You know what?
Okay.
You know what? No, I have to say something. This is slightly disturbing that my tickle noise is the same noise I made when I first saw the blue waffle.
Ah,
that's a little weird.
Well, you
Can we not talk about that now? We got the whole. We have a whole hour to talk about that stuff. Can we not just dive right into it yet? I'm not ready for that yet.
Anyway,
believe it or not, this okay. will contain some shit. This show, like literal shit. We're going to talk about it later, not now. Oh God, not now.
This shit is delicious. Does not normally contain shit. Just so you know. We use it as
a we're getting a phone call. We can't turn down a call.
Phone call.
Okay.
Wait, I've never gotten a phone call.
You've never gotten a phone call.
Oh, I've never gotten a phone call before.
Stop. You're speaking to here. Hello.
I've never gotten a phone call before.
Welcome to the Intimate Hour.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
This is your number one fan.
You're mine. I mean, I'm your number one fan.
Let's clarify. Who's number one fan? There's four people here.
Really? Oh my God, I hear you guys on the radio and it makes me so excited.
Of course it does. It makes everyone excited and aroused.
Oh my God.
So,
anything to say, number one fan?
Yes.
Is Whitney over there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Whitney.
Isn't that adorable?
Hi, Whitney. I like your hair.
Oh, why, thank you.
Oh, my God. I love your show because you guys talk about right shit. Now? And you want to know something really crazy? One of my best friends, when he takes a shit, he keeps the lights off. He finds it the most disgusting thing to do.
Somebody was just telling... Wait, hold
me
on.
Too,
somebody
no,
was just
the
telling
story
me about
too,
this.
Yeah.
Were we high when somebody was...
I don't think so.
Not that
no.
we smoke in Hampshire.
No, Hampshire's very...
Oh, my God, guys, you have to be very careful. And Daniel just got pegged with a Nerf gun at his cheek. Ha 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 ha.
I'm still confused as to who this is.
Daniel.
Please.
And so yeah, so he doesn't like taking shits in the light.
Huh.
Daniel doesn't.
Who the fuck said that?
Who? Someone said that. It's, you're
does
right.
Does not
it's...
sound like anyone from E3.
No, they're changing
yeah,
their
is
voice.
It Emily right?
or Natalie? No, they wouldn't call into the ears.
Hey, listen
well,
to me.
E3
you tell
loves
me
you,
your name.
I hope you guys have a great time.
Who are you?
Stop with the niceness and tell us who you are, damn it!
Well, the niceness is okay.
I'm sorry, but I have to keep my identity secret because I
no,
am talking
no,
to
no, that's
whole
okay.
E3
we'll find you out soon enough. We appreciate your call. Thank you.
In fact, we just triangulated your phone signal right now from the Yurt, so we'll be seeing you in...
There's a nuclear missile heading towards your...
I think I might pass by the Yurt, so you might see me.
Oh, yay! I love being seen.
A special guest. Okay.
Bye. All right, that was exciting. That was the first phone call I've ever gotten in the Yurt.
That was... Oh, really?
Yeah. Aren't no one ever calls into the this shit is delicious.
Aren't they fun, though? They're so much fun.
Do you have white winter
hymnal? Fun.
I do white winter hymnal.
No fucking way.
No way.
I know, Mike.
Oh, my God. Oh, no way.
What song are they going to play?
Whoa.
I was aware of it before, but now
that
I'm
is
ultimately
quite extreme hug.
Confirmed.
What kind of variation
okay.
of hug?
Perfect, because this shit probably isn't going to work. So, if it doesn't,
it's too delicious.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot. Here we go with whatever song.
White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes.
That.
And we'll give it a try.
Suck a dick.
Well, that was kind of scary.
And here we go with White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes.
Huh?
I was following the eye, 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 was following the eye drops of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Feedback, Japanese feedback.
Are you gonna top that, buddy?
No one tops.
What Shaggy did to that Quran? He burned it.
He burned it good.
Just hey, how about them Red Sox, huh?
How about them?
I love all right. the Red Sox!
So, guys.
Eat shit and die. What? Hey.
I'm kidding. I don't give a fuck about baseball.
Okay. Fuck you, man!
Okay. So, hello, Hampshireites and people of the nearby area. As you know, if you look outside, you're going to see a ton, a metric fuck ton of snow lying all about you.
And not black snow. There's the racist joke. Ha ha!
Wow.
A metric fuck ton is a very...
Fuck!
That many.
Ton.
Oh. Pre-sale got sold out.
No way.
Oh, lame. But we right now are in a...
StubHub.
Essentially an right island.
No, I'll just buy the regular ones.
Oh, okay.
So it's all okay.
An island surrounded by snow. Now, what kind of things do you guys like to do in the snow? What are some fun things that you enjoy doing in the snow?
Igloos. I saw igloos for the first time today, and it was really fucking cool, and I want to make one.
Yes?
I like to shovel.
I like making snow demons. They're like snow angels, but you put little horns on the top because it's funny.
That?
Yeah.
I like wrestling bears.
I wrestled a bear once.
You know... But Walker, do you like to snowmobile into a deer to lure a bear to then ski into it?
Is the bear on skis?
You're no. on skis, but you have
the bear has a machete
the
and he's chasing you.
Blades.
It'll have a tough time
and
getting through
hold,
the snow.
And hold on, before you make a decision.
Like snow rollerblades? Because
yeah,
otherwise
just roller blades.
Snowler blades.
Okay. Stop
a bear
asking
on
questions.
Okay.
And the bear,
yeah.
the bear yeah. celebrates Kwanzaa. How do you deal with that?
What?
Shit. Bear hug?
Oh. No.
Duh. What is this?
Wrong answer, I'm sorry.
This shit is intimate.
It's a bear in skis and roller skates. We expect carnage.
All right, sorry. Bear soup. No, wait, no. Deer soup with the bear in the middle of the woods.
Soup is not a
in
manly...
the bear's den. Bear snuggling!
That's
the definition of carnage right there. Good job, Walker.
You're welcome.
Bear snuggling. You won't make it out of that alive. I'm sorry.
Or by bear snuggling, do you mean...
What the fuck is that?
What?
What are we observing?
All of you now go to armyoftoys.com. There's a really creepy monkey in the yurt.
Oh my god.
I thought you saw some creepy bugs. It's just a... Jeez.
Is he going to have a fucking mouth?
Blue waffle monkey face?
Oh, no. No.
Good God.
Blue, hey, shut up.
Can we... can we not talk about that yet?
You had quite a reaction. I mean, I expected something scary.
Whitney, what do you like to do in the snow?
I took okay. Women.
Pretty much. And, rabbits when I can get a hold of them.
All right.
Hey.
On to our next segment.
Yeah, who's next? Who's ready? Next song.
Oh, I'll play the next song.
Oh, wait, you had a segment in mind. What was...
Well, it could have been a song. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, we can
do...
It was just a general segment.
Yeah.
Transfer.
Well...
Transition.
Like, after fucking bunnies, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do besides play a song? We'll think of something after we play a song. Walker, what did you have in mind?
I had a song called A Thousand Winters Melting by the Nereid, which I have never heard before, but I typed in winter in my iTunes, and it came up.
Wow.
Let's see how it sounds.
So let's hope it's good.
It's a leap of faith. But the Myriad is a fantastic band. And all the songs sound sort of the same, so. Anyway, here you go. A Thousand Winters Melting by the Myriad, off of With Arrows.
And go!
The streets are filled.
Welcome back. You were listening to This Shit Is Intimate.
What a gorgeous song that was.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Very fitting, too. I felt like it was earlier today when the snow was still falling. It was all bright out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Nigel.
I concur that that prostitute was among the best.
Would you guys like to hear a little story about my expedition to New York for the Rammstein concert?
Oh, please.
Okay. Oh, so, eating my apple. So, for those of you who weren't paying attention to any show ever that we ever did, I went to Rammstein over in December at some point. First time they've ever been to the United States in 10 years,
which is a feat because this may be, this very well may be the last time they come here. Because what if they break up tomorrow and that would have been the last tour? I was lucky enough to go there. But enough about that. Me and some friends went there. And we wound up pulling a New York all-nighter, which is actually kind of cool because, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do in New York. Let me tell you about this piss I took. It was one of the most interesting pisses I've ever taken. And it was, like, only my second time ever going to New York. We were waiting for our Greyhound bus to pick us up at the bus terminal. And it was about 5:20 a.m. And we hadn't gotten any sleep, so I thought, you know, I might just go to the bathroom so I can sleep on the bus. So I went into the bathroom, and as I walked in, I was wearing my ski jacket that happens to have a ski tag still on it. As I walk in, I walk past a pretty tall black homeless man wearing a bunch of jackets, and he starts looking at me. He looks at me kind of funny, and then he just goes, "Hey, you boy with a jacket, boy, you come here." And I'm just like, what is he saying?
Was he Bill Cosby?
"Hey, you, what the boy, you old pudding?" And no.
"Your kids in the sweater.
Pokemon!"
Anyway.
So apparently there are different rules in New York about personal space. I don't know. But I was fucking peeing with my dick in my hand, and this man is still walking towards me, looking straight at me, trying to ask me something. And I'm just like, well, what do you want? In the midst of all this, he's still walking towards me. A crackhead or a drug... In any case, a drug dealer
a
just...
drughead crack dealer.
Exactly.
A cracked drug head.
That kind.
And he was police
very,
officer.
He was very scared. No, no. Walking.
Walking to a bar.
No. I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't you take an emergency pee break? Like,
that's what this was supposed to be.
You stop.
The cracked drug head.
Oh, yes. The cracked drug head literally puts his head next to my shoulder while I'm peeing and goes, and while shoving a bag of weed in my face on the other side, he's like, "Yo, you want some weed? You want weed? You want weed?" And he's asking everyone in the fucking bathroom, and there's like three of us, me, the homeless guy, and some other dude peeing at the stall two urinals down from me. And he doesn't even wait for a response. He just bolts. Like, he just books it out of there. I'm just like, "Oh, you got more weed to sell?" Whatever. I don't know. I mean, what was he expecting me to say? Just like, "Oh, yeah, let me just reach into my pocket, pull out a few dollars. Suburban white kid buying weed." Anyway. So
the
homeless dude's still yelling at me, and the guy two stalls down is bald, and he's peeing, and I kind of look to him like, "What do I do? Come on, help me out." And he just looks at me, and he gives me this look. First of all, his eyes were bloodshot red, so he did not look happy, and he just looks at me, he does this. I wish you guys could see this. He goes... Looks at me with the most cynical look and just shook his head and continued to pee. And I was like, what was he saying with that statement? Was he just like, "Fuck you, whatever, I've places to be." But
mattered to me.
Although strangely enough, the homeless man and I had a pretty normal conversation once I had my dick back in my pants. He was pointing at my jacket because I had the ski ticket, and he thought I stole it, and that the tag was still on it. And he was like, "You know, you gotta watch out for that. You know, the police gonna profile you. Think you stole it." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, no, I'll watch out. Thanks." And so then he starts talking to me about New York and, you know, how he's lived there. He's like, "I lived in New York my whole life. You know, I love it here. It's a great place. Although I hate Brooklyn. Everyone's a hater there. They have fucked up attitudes." And I'm just like, "Yeah, I know, man. I know what you mean.
Suck it, Brooklyn. Suck it. From all of us here in the yurt.
Suck it."
Yeah, Brooklyn is bullshit.
I've never been to Brooklyn. Please don't kill me. Or shank
okay.
me.
You know, it's okay.
God, I don't want to be shanked. I don't want to be shanked.
You know, I made a typo.
Yeah?
For shaked instead of shanked instead of shaked.
Oh.
So my two characters, they shanked each other.
Oh.
Instead of shaked?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a typo anyway.
Well, you'll need some different props than if you were just to...
Your two characters shook each other.
Fuck you, Walker! My parents are deaf!
That's true, his parents
so,
are
deaf. So, what was I saying? Oh, Mike, come back.
Uh-oh.
Fine,
hey,
then.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Why did Mike run away?
Because his parents are deaf.
Because his parents are deaf. You would too if your name was...
Always staring at us.
Somehow he looks scarier outside than inside.
He does. Well, he doesn't even have shoes on. He can't run away.
Shit, man.
Oh, he can hear us, right.
Mike, please come back in.
Mike, we're sorry for...
Mike, come back to us.
We know your parents are dead.
Fogging the window. Oh, shit. Oh, he's writing stuff.
Oh, God.
No. It's an E.
Oof. U-F.
You dumb shit.
He wrote U-F. Was he going to write O after? Is there a UFO?
He's talking about a fucking...
Mike, where's the UFO? You forgot to put the O.
Apparently Mike's parents are dyslexic, too.
Oh, God. So, yes, this man's talking to me about Brooklyn. And then he's like, you know, I love New York, but I hate it when it gets all snowy out. And I'm like, well, my girlfriend loves the snow. She likes it a lot. And he's like, yeah, she's fucking with you. You know that? I was like, huh? And during this conversation, people are just walking in and seeing, like, me, little old suburban middle-class white kid talking to an older black homeless man who seems to be babbling. And I just think, like, you walk in, what is the connection between these two human beings? Like, why are they talking? What could they possibly have to talk about?
It's love, Ryan.
I thought it was a beautiful moment. The
connection is love.
Well, I didn't love him, but, you know.
Love.
He's...
Love.
Love, 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 love.
It's all you need.
Love is actually all around us.
All right, anyway.
Well, then he starts talking to me about women... And he's just like, you know, I this woman, you know, I used to live in my apartment with me, you know, I kept her. She'd bring home the Chinese food at night, and, you know, I don't want to just rip all her clothes off at once, but, you know, I want a, you know, little touch. And he starts, like, reaching towards me as if I were a woman, but not actually touching me. And he goes, so I reached for her, and she looks at me, she goes, I don't know you. And this is where he gets really pissed. He just starts ranting. He's just like, And his facial expression changes. He's just like, bitch, you think I'm just letting you stay here because I'm some kind of, you know, community shelter where you could just stay here and not give it. You just give the Chinese food and that's it. You just live. You don't know me. What the fuck you talking? That's bullshit. Fuck that. And he just starts yelling. And I'm just looking like, don't hit me. He didn't hit me. And I told him, I was like, I got to go. Nice talking to you. And I shook his hand. And then I left.
Are you sure you didn't shank his hand?
Oh, I might have done that, you know.
Sure you
I might have
shook his hand.
I might have.
That's what Mike would have done.
Fuck you, Walker.
don't make jokes. He'll just run outside again and misspell things on the windows.
Oh. And that was the most interesting piss Ryan ever had.
Yes, and right. If that was long-winded, you can find the full version on
more
cassette
music?
Tape online.
More music?
You guys are in for such a treat later. Yeah, more music now.
All right.
Stop crying, Mike.
We can do... All right.
So, question.
This is a song by Frank Zappa. Where is it?
Oh,
called Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Aha!
Oh, yeah.
I have that whole CD.
Love this song.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Your money don't go to the show.
I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern light commenced to glow. And she said, ho, ho, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
See, that feedback comes from leaving up input A.
No, it doesn't. It comes from not muting the mics. All right? Because you turn down the mics every time.
Hey,
you have to turn them back up.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave again.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, man. It's not your fault.
When did Robin Williams get here?
It's not your fault.
Robin Williams.
I'm doing both parts of that.
Robin Williams was in my dream last night.
Oh.
We were all being robbed.
By Rob?
So,
and Robin Williams was my name.
Wait, hang on. So we lost track of playing the music because we were all reading a Harry Potter fan fiction that you may have heard of called My Immortal, which is notorious for being the worst fanfic ever written. And we will get to you, or we'll get to it at some point this evening. We'll read
after
you my favorite excerpt from it. In the meantime, Mike had a dream about Robin Williams.
I was done.
All right.
Okay. So My Immortal.
This is My Immortal. It's written by. I don't want to lose the spot. Or you know what? I can just search, but I'm also a Satanist, and I'll come back up. So this is written by Special Fangs. Wait, hang on. Here's the intro. Special fangs, get it? Because I'm gothic. To my GF, you not in that way, Raven Bloody Tears 666, for helping me whiff the story and the spelling. You rock. Justin, you're the love of my depressing life. You rock too. MCR rocks.
These are actually pronounced how they were spelled.
Yeah.
We're not just fucking around with it. This is true.
Quite entertaining.
And tonight we're making somewhat of a theme of...
Here we go. All right.
Okay,
so this is chapter 11. All right, so the intro is, I said stop flaming, you preps. See if this chapter is stupid! ! It deals with real serious issues for yourself. If it's stupid, war fangs to my friend Raven for helping me. No! I screamed. I was horrified.
Horrified.
I was horrified.
Bloody man.
Tried to comfort me, but I told her to fuck off and ran to my room crying to myself. Dumbledore chased after me, shouting, but he had to stop when I went into my room because he would look like a perv that way. Somebody else take the next paragraph.
Oh, man. Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and then I slit both of my wrists.
By the way, she's a vampire.
They got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped into the bath angrily while I put on a Linkin Park song at full volume. I grabbed a stake and almost stuck it into my heart to commit suicide. By the way, stake is spelled like the thing that comes out of a cow, not a piece of wood. I was so fucking depressed. I got out of the bathtub and put on a black low-cut dress with lace all over it, sandly. I put on black high heels with pink metal stuff in the ends and six pairs of skull earrings in her four ear piercings. I couldn't fucking believe it. What couldn't you believe? Then I looked out the window and screamed. Snap was spying on me and he was taking a videotape of me. And Lupin was masticating to it.
What was he doing?
Masticating.
He was masticating to it. They were sitting on their broomsticks.
"Ew, you fucking pervs, stop looking at me naked. Are you pedos or what?" I screamed, putting on a black towel with a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. Suddenly, Vampire ran in.
"Abracadabra!" he yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing his womb. Wait, I took my gun and shot Snape and Lupin a gazillion times, and they both started screaming, and the camera broke. Suddenly, Dumbledore ran in. "Ebony, it has been revealed that someone has..." "No!" he shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin. By the way, Lupin is spelled with two O's in this. and he waved his wand, and suddenly, Hagrid ran out on his broom. And And said, "Everyone, we need to talk." "What do you want to know, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student." "I may be a Hogwarts student," Hagrid paused angrily, "but I'm also a Satanist!" "This cannot be," Snap said in his crisp voice as blood dripped from his hand where Dumbledore's wand had shot him. "There must have been other factors." "You don't have any," I yelled in madly. Lupin held camera triumphantly. "The lens may be ruined, but the tape is still there."
I didn't even try to pronounce
that. Wait, yeah. This can't be real. Winnie, take over.
I felt faint, more than I normally do, like how it feels when you do not drink enough blood. "Why are you doing this?" Lupin said angrily while he rubbed his dirty hands on his cloak. And then I heard the words that I had heard before, but not from him. I did not know whether to feel shocked and happy or to bite him and drink his blood because I felt faint. Because, Hagrid said, and he paused in the air dramatically, waving his wand in the air. Then he swooped in, singing to the tune of a gothic version of a song by 50 Cent. "Because you're gothic?" Snap asked in a little afraid voice, because he was afraid it meant he was connected with Satan. "Because I love her!"
That was chapter 11.
There are like 20 of these.
More, there's like 40. This is chapter 1.
That was beautiful. Now, what is the writer of this describe herself as? She says she looks like Amy
here
Lee.
Here you go. This is the description of the main character. "Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way, and I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name. With purple streaks and red tips that reaches the mid-back of my icy... reaches my mid-back and icy blue eyes like limpid tears that a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. And if you don't know who she is, get the hell out of here. Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a total major fucking hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17. I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell, and I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it and black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow. I was walking outside of Hogwarts."
And apparently there's some wacky weather going on at Hogwarts because it keeps snowing and raining simultaneously throughout the fucking
story. One or the other is not miserable enough for this vampire bitch.
It was Draco Malfoy. we're going to stop polluting the airwaves.
Oh, yes.
We'll
play a song before. I mean, things about this just make me think like what on earth is this even real?
Probably not.
So we could show you something else. Actually, what?
Let's just go.
All right. Yeah. So
while we're polluting the airwaves.
yes. So we're gonna have a little theme for this show, which is showing you the worst of everything. So that was the worst fanfic that we could find. Here is the worst movie that most critics say they could find. It is called The Room, and
you can tell he's from Massachusetts because he says rum, not room.
Room.
Rum.
The Room.
The Room.
The Room.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
All right. So let me read you some of the... Okay. So it's a movie directed, produced, written, and starring Tommy Wiseau, whose performance, one critic says... Let's see if I can find the quote. Let's see. Well, let's put it this way. It's the worst movie ever.
pretty much.
The plot of the movie revolves around a man named Johnny... and his fiance, a love triangle between a man named Johnny and his fiance Lisa, and she's cheating on him with his best friend Mark.
These things are tearing me apart!
No, no, you're tearing me apart, Lisa. I've never actually seen it. This, it's okay. This whole plot basically fills 99 minutes of screen time, which is insane because there's an incredible amount of repetition. One critic described Wiseau's speaking voice in the film as, quote, Borat trying to do an impression of Christopher Walken playing a mental patient. So let me tell you a bit about the release. First of all, this movie today is known as, it's a cult classic. It is so incredibly bad that it's actually expensive to find. Like, my dad tried to find it. It's like $35. You can't find it for any less than that.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's so
bad the director tried to lie.
I mean, you gotta see it. After the film's initial run, Wiseau claims to have received almost 100 emails thanking him for creating the film. The praise encouraged him to continue showing his film once a month at the Lamel Sunset 5 Theater in Hollywood. Fans interact with the film in a similar fashion to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Audience members dress up as their favorite characters, throw plastic spoons at the movie screen, reference to an unexplained framed photos of cutlery often seen in the background, toss footballs to each other from short distances, and yell insulting comments and criticisms about the quality of the film. Let's see. It's actually quite popular, despite how horribly bad it is. And Wiseau's recent claims that the film was intended to be a black comedy, marketing the movie on trailers as quirky new comedy, has been disputed by a cast member. The anonymous cast member told Entertainment Weekly, "He's a nice guy, but he's full of shit. He was trying to put together a drama. It was basically a stage to show off his acting ability." Well, good fucking job, because you definitely proved your ability.
It sucks.
Let's see. One of the main characters, Mark, a longtime friend of Wiseau, agreed to play the role of Mark only 72 hours before the filming began, later telling an interviewer that he had been shown the script, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to act in it because I thought it was, I don't know, love scenes. Basically, no one cast in this movie actually wanted to be in it. Like, that's how horrible it is. The girl playing Lisa was probably no more than 18 years old and was rumored to be just grabbed off a bus to Texas and just like, hey, do you want to be in a movie?
They Bowfingered it. Has anybody seen Bowfinger here? No? Just me.
Nah. So let's play some clips of this abysmal movie.
You're good to go.
You're good to go. Okay.
How was work today?
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client and the bank will make a lot of money.
What client?
I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
So how coherent was that fucking conversation? Anyway, how's your sex life?
Where is he from? What's that?
That's
accent?
The thing. No one knows what the hell, what country he's from. He's just
sounds maybe German.
I don't know. It could be French. Whatever. Here's another good one. It's him being all tough.
You should leave right now, Mark.
Don't spoil it. We were just having fun.
It's like a soap opera. Don't touch me, motherfucker. Get out.
Stop it! Stop it!
Girl alone.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Like fucking like
touch me, motherfucker.
Microsoft Sam or something.
Sorry, I did that wrong.
What else?
No, that'd be like Microsoft Shock.
Oh, my God. What else? What else? There's also my favorite. Here is his reaction to after finding out that his girlfriend his fiance told her mother that he'd been hitting her. Listen to the convincing. Just listen.
Did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny. What's up?
I have a problem with Lisa.
What? That's
oh, hi, did you?
Oh, hi, Mark.
It's true. Don't even ask.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
No,
I
this is.
Yeah, I really want to see
I'm just
this
sitting
now.
Up here thinking, you know?
Yes, very interesting. Oh, wait. What is this? Tommy Wiseau recites a sonnet.
22 seconds.
Let's hear it.
To the true minds of many intendments, love is not love which alter one alteration finds or bends with the removing to remove. Oh no, it's another thick smart guy who looks all tempest and is never shaking. The star to every wandering farce whose words and all of all his fat the taking, etc., etc.
That's, oh my gosh. That's a wonderful way to end a sonnet.
Drunk in the bathtub.
Let's not.
Keisha or Kesha?
How do you pronounce a dollar sign?
Kesh.
Ching.
Kasha. Kasha.
Kashinga.
Kashinga. So, do you want to play another song or?
We're running out of time.
Talk about Blue Waffle.
Or what are you saying? You
I just want to play a minute of the song because okay. This is another incredible coincidence here.
What a good song.
I'm gonna pee, everybody. Bye bye.
Have fun with that, Mike. Ooh, do you want me to mute the mics?
Fine.
This is cool.
It's really bad.
It's catchy.
You're listening to Yurt Radio.
All right, welcome back. So we're going to do the next segment as Steely Dan plays.
Because we're hardcore. What's our next segment, guys?
Our next segment. Who knows what a blue waffle is?
Oh, yeah. So we had this meeting.
You know, I really like blueberry Eggos.
Yeah, I like waffles.
I do, too.
Batter.
Yeah.
But
with pussy cysts all over them?
Those are the kind of blue waffle I do not like.
Wasn't that disgusting?
So we had this meeting. We had this meeting before this show to decide what we were going to talk about. And a lot of things came up, and a lot of them were really disgusting internet memes.
And vulgar.
And the first of which was a blue waffle. If you know what a blue waffle is, you have 5 seconds to call in. Our number is
413-559-6766.
If you know what a blue waffle is and would like to describe it on the air, or just tell us, yeah, hey, I know what a blue waffle is. Some other things that came up, Tub Girl.
Best description of these wins a shout out.
Yes.
And the Pain Olympics.
The Pain Olympics. Mike can't even. Who here has seen the Pain Olympics in this room? Like right now? In this room? I haven't either. Mike seems to be the only
one. I've seen it. I regret seeing it every day. That's why blue waffles don't stir me. Bathtubs don't bother me. I have
I've seen things. I've seen too many things. Things I wish I could unsee.
Describe them to us.
No, let's... No, no.
You know when you go to the Japanese restaurants and they prepare the food right in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
It's all of that minus the fire.
The chopping?
And what are they
chopping?
Oh,
my God! Stop.
Ryan, stop being a pussy.
Turn it off, turn it off.
That's a fucking asshole, man.
Stop pointing at it.
That is a butt.
What is it?
That was the sound of Blue Waffle.
You guys are pussies, man. Come on.
Oh my God. We are more pussies than that thing is.
Yes, you are.
That was quite good grammar.
That has no business in the same sentence with the word vagina.
No. No, I hope not either. You guys, why?
My family's listening.
Why are you guys listening?
I love you guys.
Oh, call. Phone call.
Hello, you're listening to This Shit is Intimate with Ryan and Walker and Whitney and Mike.
Oh my God, I totally love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Who is
stick
this?
Stick around for the next 2 hours.
Are you guys really fun?
That sounds like Jimmy.
Oh my God, I'm being...
That sounds like Blue Waffle.
I'm being interrupted.
Is somebody fornicating back there?
Oh my God.
Demon California.
It's getting a little hot in here in E312. Oh my God.
Is that Daniel? Is that Keira Knightley?
This is too good.
It is Keira Knightley. We know it.
I'm sorry,
I really want to fuck you.
Smoking something very, very delicious.
I'm really anxious to know who these people are.
And, yes, so we are here, and we are doing our homework, and we are listening to your show, and it is very, very, very interesting, because I hear moaning, and it sounds like you guys are having sex. So please stop, because my virgin ears cannot be touched.
Oh, let me tell you
it's Sophia.
That was the moans of pain of seeing something that you don't
that
want to see.
The Blue Waffle. So hey, while you're here, because we haven't defined any of them yet,
would you like,
can you tell us what Blue Waffle or
Tub Girl,
Tub Girl or the Pain Olympics
or the Pain
are?
Olympics.
Woo! Shout out to everybody. Woo!
Well, we don't
shut the fuck up and answer our question.
Would you describe to us over the phone what Blue Waffle, Tub Girl or Pain Olympics are? You get a special prize if you do. You get full-blown Blue Waffle if it's your prize.
Well, Blue Waffle is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Okay. Would you like to describe it?
That's fair. Can you be a little more detailed?
And, okay. All right. You want the details? Okay. Well, just imagine you have an infection somewhere on your body.
Okay.
Where's that?
Like your hand or foot or, you know.
Or where?
And which is somewhere very where you pee. And,
so in your penis.
You have discharge.
Oh.
I discharge out of my eyes.
Shut up.
I don't pee out of my eyes though.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's blue.
Oh.
So you're saying that Blue Waffle is an inflamed pussy blue vagina? You're right! You win our prize!
You win Blue Waffle.
Congratulations.
Come on down and we'll have someone end your sex life.
I don't want a Blue Waffle.
Forever. It's too late. You already answered the question.
So we have one more song.
The runner-up prize is $1 million, so...
Yeah, we're signing off,
okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you for the Blue Waffle.
Goodbye.
Thank you guys.
All right. This was the pilot episode of This Shit is Intimate.
Yes.
With
Rad Ryan.
Magic Mike.
Boring old Whitney Schuster.
Did you
forget your name?
Sorry.
And Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
With long ebony hair. That's how he got his name.
I mean...
And lots of... yeah. And this is... oh, shit. What do I want to play? This is Black Winter Night by Dragon Force.